Welcome to the Lighthouse Church podcast. Thanks so much for joining us for this week's message. We want to say a special thank you to each and every person that gives and partners with us. To learn more about what Lighthouse Church is doing in San Bruno and across the San Francisco Bay Area, visit our website, www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Like and subscribe so you don't miss any new content. Now, check out this week's message.
So we're going to close, we're closing up our, we've been having a little series on being rooted in our Savior, Lord Jesus, being rooted in His goodness and His word, being rooted like, man, when we wake up, we just acknowledge who our King is, and it's His Holy Spirit that is filling us, and it just goes deeper than our minds could even really grasp. Like we're literally, everything that He's doing goes into the earth, and it goes deep, and we're fully protected by Him, fully driven by Him, fully growing because of Him. Just fully anything you can think of, it's because of Him and His goodness. But before I get into today's word, as we were worshiping and just amazed at what God's doing in our church, even with our kids, sometimes we just think, you know, kids stuff is just Sunday school, right? But actually, they just led us into a time of worship where our hearts were kind of checked. But as they were worshiping, I just couldn't help but picture the heavens opening up right here, and that God was seeing all of us sitting here. And we all have some stuff this morning, or just our stuff. And we also came in with all of our friends and our family and coworkers. We came in with that stuff. And we all have these prayers in our heart, and often we just are too busy to even pray. We're too busy to stop and ask. We're Christians, but we don't even stop and talk to God about all this stuff. And so I say that because God was just showing me that the heavens were open, and I just wanted to share with you, I really felt like there was this kind of downloading, if you will, of like He was like there was this USB drive or something that we were just kind of plugged into His goodness as soon as we came into the door, and He was like taking care of those things that were on our hearts. And He's saying, I know that you're so imperfect that you couldn't even stop this week to pray with me about it. I know, and I forgive you. But thank you for coming into my house this morning, and I am going to answer those prayers. Yeah. And I'm just sharing that because that's what He said to me. And He was speaking to me too. But He was like, but that's not just for you, Matt. That's for the church. So I'm sharing that. So back to business. So we're going to finish up. This is week four. So rooted. But what about being rooted? And so this week we're going to talk about kind of living with purpose. And I don't know about you, but I've spent a lot of time living with kind of no purpose, just kind of floundering and not doing anything, just kind of wake up, go to work, come home, plop myself on the couch, this sort of thing, not really doing much. And that's okay. There's seasons of stuff. But I feel like the Holy Spirit wants to encourage us. In a world filled with distractions and uncertainties, finding our purpose is essential. Would anyone agree with me? There's a lot of distractions around us. All of our devices and cool TV shows and sports. You know, it's a football season gets me and Allison bad. We're like, I almost forgot I was a Christian last weekend. 49ers. It's like, wow, I just want to watch football. You know, I mean, I get corrupted on a Saturday. I even like college football. You know, I like it all. It's like, I'm just trying to paint a picture here. Finding our purpose is essential. Just as a tree thrives when its roots are deep and nourished, we too must be rooted in our purpose to live fulfilling lives. So I have a question. Who wants to be their best selves today? Who wants that? I want to be my best. Like, I've had so many days where I'm so not my best. Man. And God loves me. And God loves you. But I feel like He's calling us to step up to the plate as Christians. Like, we confess that I'm a Christian, and we go around and we try to come to my church, and we invite, but are we living in our purpose. Who wants to live with purpose? I do. All right, let us pray. Father God, I just want to invite you in to our hearts right now. We're literally kind of opening our doors spiritually to our hearts and our minds. And we're asking that, world, would you please exit us right now? Satan, if there's something that you're trying to, like, you came in this room, like, we know you're here. We know you're out there. We acknowledge that, and we're okay with that because our victory is in Jesus. So we are so comfortable. But we're saying, get out of here right now. You're not welcome here. We want to be fed by you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, would you do something in us this morning? Would you use, like, even me, I'm just broken. Would you please use me, Lord God, to speak through me? Life, breathe into us, Lord God. Have your way with us this morning. I pray that you would, like, do a surgery on us. Like, there's some stuff inside of each one of us, all of us, that needs to be cut out surgically, kingdom surgically removed. Cut it out. Throw it away and fill us with your goodness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah, I love that. He's about to do some surgery. I didn't know that. I'm excited. I want to talk about first is understanding your identity. First, we have to understand who we are. And I know this is like, come on, Pastor Matt, like, is this Sunday school or are we in the deep end? I've been coming to church for years. You know what? I was talking to a sister this morning, and it was a great reminder. You know what? Sometimes we get too far down the train tracks with our Christianity that we lose sight of fundamental stuff that Jesus is about. We actually lose sight of Jesus. Because we've gone so far down the road, down the tracks without him, that it's like, hold on, come home real quick. Let's just sit with our Savior and be directed by our Savior. What's our identity? Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are created in Christ for good works. Amen? We're not created in Christ for good looks. I didn't get that one anyway. Some of us get it, some of us don't, whatever. But in our own minds, we often think that we're created for good looks, right? I don't know. We're created for something other than what we're actually created for. And we allow... the world, we allow Satan, we allow distractions to lie to us about what we're actually created for. How are we actually supposed to spend our time this morning? And we go down the road that was like, of course you can eat from that tree. You most certainly won't die. And we go down that road every day. And we're missing it. Where Jesus has actually been saying, don't eat, don't do that. Don't eat from that or you're going to die. Go this way, and surely you'll live forever. Recognizing our identity as beloved children of God helps us understand our unique purpose. And this is key this morning. I want to say this word, unique purpose, because there's going to be some people today that go home and listen to a sermon online because they just weren't satisfied with my sermon. Because we're all, we're doing that. And they're going to want to be just like that person they heard online. That podcast voice, that podcast encouragement, that YouTube guy that has just got the gear and he's just the perfect pastor. He really flows nicely. I want to be just like that. But that's not being unique. That's Satan lying. I want you to receive the word right here. We don't have to go home and turn on a podcast or a YouTube. God is speaking right here. And he can use someone broken like me. God doesn't get fancy. If he was so fancy, I certainly would not be up here preaching. He's very simple. And he's saying, you are uniquely made. You are so wonderful the way you are. He says, Matt, you know what? Your crooked smile with that lack of hair and the things that you do so imperfect, I just love you, Matt, and I'm going to use you. And if he's saying that to me, guess who else he's saying it to? Children. He created me this way. And I'm at peace when I remember, oh yeah, I'm unique. I'm special. Not special like in the world, but I'm special because I'm God's child. And this is my identity. My identity needs to be wrapped in him, not in what Martino thinks about me. We all do that, though. What does man think about me? That's not my identity, though. I want to encourage you. Okay, some of us are taking notes. I get encouraged when people are taking notes, and I get encouraged when people have their Bible or tablet. I love that. But if nothing else, I want you to take this. This week, take time to reflect on your gifts and your passions. And if you're strong enough and smart enough to not take notes, but just to make a mental note, see, that's not me. I'll forget what I just said in this. I already forgot what I just said. So I have to write stuff down. Take time to reflect on your gifts and your passions. And listen, these are clues to your calling. Oftentimes, I'm trying to be like Scott. This guy rolls in here and makes things look effortless. You know, he sets up stuff. Sounds great. Clark, these guys make it look like nothing. And I'm like, why can't I be like that? I want to be like that. Why am I missing that gift, God? But I'm not them. I'm unique. I'm me. God has something for me to do. I don't need to be Scott, and Scott doesn't need to be Matt. There are clues on what I'm supposed to do when I listen to God and he'll talk to me about what I'm good at and what my passion is. What am I actually passionate about? Pastor Allison signed up, you know, this year. She's coaching the girls at soccer, and she asked me if I want to do it, and I said no. It's like, because I need to have a little balance in my life, and I'm full. But if, you know, but she's like, but I want to do it. Okay, baby, you go do it. But I'm just don't ask me. Because I'm saying no. I will be at my girls' game. I will get them to practice. I am going to be an active dad. But I am not. I don't have time. Spiritually, I'm full. So Pastor Allison invited me, though. She said, hey, the other coach isn't there for Livy's soccer practice this week. She's like, would you come help? I just kind of need you. It was my wife really just saying, will you be with me? I need you today. So I was like, yeah, sure. So I go to practice, and I couldn't help it. Allison didn't have to do anything at practice like direct the kids or anything. As soon as I got to the field, I grabbed the kids and we did soccer because guess what? I am passionate about soccer. Soccer was like, all of my teens for sure and into adulthood, the ball was on my foot. As long as I had two shoes and a ball and I walked around, that's how it was. And so I recognized and I was reminded that, oh yeah, I'm very passionate about this. And God was reminding me. And so I share that to say that if you just slow down for a second and ask God, well, God, can I not be distracted by everything? Will you show me what my gifts and what my passions and where my heart is? And then will you lead me in that to grow your church? I love the fact when I don't even have to ask. When I know there's this thing at our church and I'm like, man, there's this thing that we need over there. We need someone new to set up the table. And then someone comes up to me and taps me on the shoulder, or Pastor Allison, happens to both of us, and they're like, hey, God was just sharing with me that can I be the setup person? Because I'm just passionate about it. Without us even having to ask, because someone took the time to move their busyness away to the side and listen. Consider a tree that bears fruit specific to its kind. In the same way, we must embrace our individuality to flourish. Listen, an apple tree bears apples. But what happens when the apple tree is trying to be like the pear tree and it's struggling because it keeps trying to produce pears? Day in and day out, it keeps trying to produce pears, but it's an apple tree. And then our life is we're unsatisfied with our life, and we wonder why is everything going like this, and why are things falling apart over here? And I've been praying and asking God, and I've actually been obedient, and I haven't even sinned. But the sin is you're trying to be something that you're not called to be. There's all kinds of different sin. Sometimes we just think because I didn't cheat on my wife this week, I'm free from sin. No, but I'm trying to be some other guy that I'm not called to be just because of how cool he looks on YouTube. Just because, like, this guy's not a bivocational pastor. He just gets to be a full-time pastor. Like, I want that. No. Matt, you're an apple tree. Stop trying to be something else. Do you receive that? That's for all of us. Are you guys hearing me? You guys with me? So once we know that we're apples and we can stop trying to be oranges and pears and plums and all the good stuff, some of us are even trying to, we're wiling out and trying to be broccoli. Like, you get what I'm saying? I actually like broccoli, so that worked for me. But you get my point. So once we have our identity, we know that we have purpose, that we're unique, and that it's God doing all this, that we were actually born for a certain something. And we don't have to be some huge thing. It could be, let's keep it simple. What do you do at your church? I swept by the doors this weekend. That's what I did. Awesome! You came and you served at your church? Sometimes it's like, I don't want to serve at my church because I don't have time. Well, you don't have 5 minutes? Really? Really? Okay. Once we know who we are, then there's this cool thing. I love, this is one of my favorite things about purpose and being rooted, is cultivating deep connection. God's asking us to cultivate, like, get your hands in the soil of his life, of his kingdom, and create connection with others. I know there's some people in this room that don't know other people's names in this room, and y'all have been coming to church for a while with each other, and we don't even know the name because we're not cultivating connection with each other. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. And I can't tell you how beneficial it has always been. Once I was able to submit my life to the care of God and realize how much he understands, how much I understand how great he is, and then meet with people and be vulnerable. Like, hey, can we do coffee? Because I want to share something with you. Will you listen to me? Because I'm hurting. My life isn't as good as you might think it is. I often will think and assume that all men's lives are pretty, you know, you look good. You came in here looking pretty sharp today, bud, you know. You're good. You're good, right? We don't have anything to meet about. Maybe sometime down the line we will. I'll pray, you know. No. We don't even need to pray. We need to be meeting with each other. Because guess what? We have stuff going on. I don't care who you are. I know. Guess what? Pastor Matt knows. We're trying to come in here like we're clean. No. That's why we're here. We got to stop lying. Like, I'm a Christian and I'm better and I'm clean and I've been forgiven. Yes. But I understand that. But we got to keep walking through this. And we got to keep sharpening one another. Because if we're relying on that, you know how we're at school. Oh man, one of the things I loved about school is when once in a while we'd be lucky and we'd have an electric, one of those battery driven pencil sharpeners. Those were cool. Otherwise, we were like this, you know. I wonder, they still have those probably, huh? No? Wow. So, anyways, you write with a pencil, and the more you use it, the duller it gets, and you know what I mean? And it gets to be like a big point, and all of a sudden you got like half-inch markings instead of a nice, sharp point. And we want to be sharp. I want to go through life sharp. I want to be a sharp Christian, so much so that when I see somebody that's in need, I'm sharp And I can just die to myself and be like, brother, what do you need? Do you need a couple bucks? Do you need me to pray? Do you need me to give you a ride? Can I invite you to my church? What do you need? Do you need my jacket off my back this morning? I don't know. I want to be, but when we meet together and we cultivate this type of lifestyle where we're connecting, I become a better man. I become a better husband. I become a better Christian. And I can love those around me. God gives me eyes to see a need. And it's like, because I spent 1 hour at the Greasy Spoon restaurant, that's really not that good, but kind of is, you know? Because I gave up an hour and a half of my time to meet with another brother, and we sharpened each other and encouraged each other and listened. Now I have better sight for God's kingdom. It doesn't make sense, but it's God's word. Iron sharpens iron. So it's like, should I take that or leave it? I'm going to take some of the Bible over here and leave some of the Bible. This is all, like, it's all, we got, God's encouraging us to have all of it in our life. Just as iron sharpens iron, we need relationships that nourish our souls and encourage growth. We need nourishing. It's almost like we have plants that die all the time at our house. Why? Because we're not watering them. I'm committed for a while, and they look great. I'm like, I love those, and they start looking good, and I stop watering them. Anyways, but not our lives. We have to always be watering each other, nourishing each other. Surround yourself with community. Can we stop being single Christians, single at our church? Like, I go to church, but I don't meet anyone from my church. I haven't gone any, I don't even know where anyone lives from my church because I've never been to their house. We need to stop that. If we're doing that, fine. But today it ends. Holy Spirit, today it ends. I'm just declaring that. We need to know each other on a deep level. We need to stop hiding. We need to be very open. We need to share. We need to be connected. Holy Spirit, lead us, please. We need to surround ourselves with our friends, mentors. We need to be mentees. We need to be reminded today that we're family. We are all created equal in God's eyes. The world sees whites, Filipinos, Irish, whatever. The world sees all kinds of stuff, and we judge each other by class and color and job and cars and shoes and outfits. Stop. When we come in here, God, we are all just yours. And I pray, Lord God, that we would bring what you're reminding us this morning out into the world, and that we can be breeders and bring a reminder that the world is causing division and deception. And Satan, we recognize that that's what you do. And so we say yes to your plan, God. Your plan is for us to all come together, to be patient, to love. We're all on a journey. We're all having an experience. And not one of us is having the same experience. Not one of us. All different. And so we need each other to hold each other up and to share our experiences. And some of us have more strength and hope today that we need to give. And then next week when we have less strength and hope, brother, come and pick me up, please. Let's take turns. Think of a garden where plants grow stronger together. We had some trees worked on at my dad's. We had it called the arborist, right? And there's maybe 12 trees up a steep hill up top, and they just kind of hang over my dad's house. And we wanted that cut back because we were thinking it's kind of dangerous. They're leaning over the house a little bit, and I don't want anything to happen to my dad. So the arborist came, and he said, "Ooh," he says, "good news. These trees are working together, and it's very strong. So each one has its roots, but they're all so close, and so they become one. And so are we. We got to hold each other up. We are strong with everyone in this room. We're not alone. You have something going on in your life? I want to remind you, stop being alone. Call me. Call somebody. I think all these coffee shops are around not because we have an addiction to coffee, but because God has given us a place to go. Joke. Bad joke. We find strength, accountability, and inspiration when we get together. And those are all things that we need. It's like, why am I so weak this weekend? I need to be strengthened by you, brother. I need to be held accountable by you. Do you know how long I can go looking at inappropriate things online if I don't have any accountability partner? I can go a long time. But when I have an accountability partner, guess what? I get sick of telling on myself about stuff. I don't like it. So I always have accountability partners. That's something I do. I don't like me alone. I'm not good. Because Satan starts telling me, you most certainly will not die if you just do that. You'll be just fine. Cunning, baffling, powerful. It's a lie. It's deception. All right. Live out your purpose daily. Once we know our identity and we're actually getting together and being sharpened by each other, now we can actually live it out. Colossians 3, 23 and 24 says, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Living with purpose is not just about grand gestures. It's about being faithful in everyday actions. Like I can show up every week with the trailer and set up and bring the A-frames out and set up the flags, and I can do all this stuff and all this movement and be doing Christian stuff. It means nothing if I'm walking around with a hard heart on why am I doing this for everyone? Where is everyone else? Why aren't they helping me with the flags? Why do I have to work? Why is my wife not doing this? Why? What? No. Right? I know you guys hear me. Whatever you do, do it for the Lord. And when I just humble myself, like in the morning, like here we go again, another Sunday, I got to tow the trailer, I got to do this. Yeah, no. I get to do this for you, Lord? You died on the cross and forgave all my filth? You died for me and I get to do this for you? Hallelujah! I get to have a job? You're paying me every week? There's direct deposit going, money, there's income and not just outgo? Are you kidding me? I'm going to go to work and I don't even want to be there, but I'm going to do it for you, God. Please send someone at my job into me that's hurting that I can just like, I don't even have to bring up Jesus. I can just bring up his spirit. I am his spirit. His spirit is alive in me. I can just touch him like, good morning. He doesn't even know. Good morning, bro. Just hit him with this. Boom. He's like, whoa. I get to serve you, God. Approach each task. Each task. Not like each day, these big ticket items. I'm talking about each task. The making of the coffee, the preparing of the dinner, the wiping the table, the loading the dishwasher. All these tasks, right? Approach each task with the mindset that you are serving God. My wife is so like that. This morning I've been watching her. She's stirred the crock pot because we're having soup. Yeah. I don't know if you all knew the good news, but we're having soup and cornbread after church. She's been stirring the soup every so many minutes, right? Because she's serving God. She's not stirring the soup. She's serving God. It's like a different thing. I don't know about you guys, but I stir the soup. We need to serve God. Every little task. Whether at work, whether at home, whether out in the community, whether we're shopping. I don't care what it is. We're serving God. I just have two more little things. Just as a tree produces leaves and fruit throughout the seasons, our daily actions can reflect our purpose and impact those around us. Everything we do affects those around us. So if we're being negative, guess what we're sharing? If we're allowing our tongues to be negative, we're starting fires for Satan. If we allow our tongues to speak what if we shared what we felt today? All of us are feeling something today in here. What if we all went and shared with somebody this week something we felt in this service today, and we spread positivity? What would our world look like? What would our community look like? What would my home look like if I just did one more step towards being positive? I just want to get one step closer. I did so good last week. I had like 4 days of positivity, and then 3 were negative. You know what I mean? I had 3 days where I was a little bit of a butt. I didn't really count, but I bet I'm pretty close. Just because that's how we are. What if we just one step closer to being Jesus in our homes? And then it turns into I'm being Jesus at work. And then it blossoms into us just serving God, being rooted. We got to be rooted everywhere. I can't just be rooted from here. Everywhere we go, we're rooted in Jesus. All right, conclusion. Being rooted in our purpose transforms our lives and the lives of others. This is the takeaway. If you slept through today's service, I understand. I sleep through a lot of services. But this is what I want you to hear. If you're rooted in God's word, if you're rooted in your church, if you're rooted in the small groups, if you're rooted in everything God is calling you to be, then guess what? Your life transforms for the better, and the lives around you transform for the better. It's just how it goes. That's what God does. Let us embrace our identity, build meaningful connections, and live each day with intention. Intentionality is more than just putting it on Tesla cruise drive. What's it called? Self-driving, yeah. You know what? We're acting like Tesla is something new, like with the self-driving thing. Like, oh my gosh, this is sex technology. Oh, wow, this is crazy. It's nothing new. We've actually been doing it our whole lives. Self-driving, wake up, go to work, come home, be a butt. Be rough, let's treat each other like, let's be harsh with each other. Let's put each other down. Go to sleep, wake up, let's put each other down, go to work, come home, ignore stuff that's got to be done. We already know that. Tesla, Elon didn't create that, we did. Self-drive, we've been doing that. No. Holy Spirit's saying, let's be intentional about being rooted in God, and let's bring some positivity to this broken and dark world. Not be in Satan's self-drive mode. Stop. And when I say stop like that, trust me that my words are bouncing off the wall and hitting me too. You know what I mean? I don't want to act like I got it together and I'm preaching over you. No. This is the Lord speaking and just using me. Let's be positive. May we grow deeply rooted in God's love and purpose, bearing fruit for His glory. Let's be apple trees producing apples and giving glory to God everywhere we go, with everyone we meet, and everything we do. Amen?
Thank you for listening to Lighthouse Church's podcast. We hope today's episode has enriched your faith journey. If you have any questions or want to learn more about our church, visit www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.